The wildlife campaigner and TV presenter Chris Packham has launched a new non-profit company dedicated to bringing prosecutions against public bodies which break wildlife laws. It's called Wild Justice and will be funded by public donations and crowdfunding. It'll consider cases in England and Scotland. I asked Chris Packham what sort of cases he thinks it'll take up.
Wild Justice has been motivated by the fact that we think that wildlife crime isn't adequately recognised as crime in the UK. If we rob a bank, if we rob a post office, if we break the speed limit, there's no ambiguity about the fact that that's crime and it's seen by society as a criminal offence. We will take action against anyone who is ignoring or conducting wildlife crime, and we want to raise the profile of that. There are many instances where we know that foxes are being hunted illegally. There's no ambiguity about that. We know that there's hare coursing taking place, and we just want to make sure that these are properly seen as crimes and the law is implemented properly in line with the rest of the law of the land.
What about things like badger culling, for instance, which is within the law, or persecution of raptors, for instance, which are sometimes done by individuals rather than public bodies?
The culling of badgers is not illegal. That's not on our agenda. We are interested in crime here and making sure that the crime is punished. And when it comes to the illegal persecution of raptors, it doesn't matter whether it's groups or individuals. This is a criminal act. And unfortunately, it's very difficult to get these cases into court. And then when we do get them into the court, it's very infrequent that the sentencing is appropriate. If I go into an art gallery and I slash a John Constable's painting, I've committed a criminal act. And I would be pilloried for that around the world. I damaged a national treasure, in fact, a global treasure. If a gamekeeper shoots a golden eagle on a grouse moor in Scotland, from my perspective, that's damaging our natural heritage. That's as much a crime as me slashing a painting. It's robbing us of our ability to enjoy an aspect of our environment. And in the case of the eagle, one which is playing a critical ecological role.
Litigation is notoriously expensive. What if you get caught up in a long-term legal wrangle and the money runs out?
Well, I'm confident that we will be properly funded for this. There's an enormous number of people out there who are fed up with wildlife crime not being properly punished. And I think that we see this in social media. We've seen a couple of crowdfunding initiatives recently run when we've had judicial reviews against a raven cull in Scotland and brood meddling with hen harriers in England. And they've raised the money very rapidly because people have grave concerns about these sorts of things. I'm confident that we will find an adequate source of money to pursue our objectives. And equally, that we will raise the profile of these crimes.
Are you hoping to change legislation? Because your literature mentions, and I'll quote it, if you're breaking the law, if the law is weak, if the law is flawed, we are coming for you. So do you want to change legislation?
Indeed, we do. We're going to question the legislation that's in place, see if it's adequate, see if it's usable. And if it isn't adequate and usable, and we're not able to implement it easily enough to prosecute crimes, we're talking about criminal acts here, then we will ask for changes in that legislation.
It's very interesting. Earlier this week, we ran a piece about hare coursing, and the police were saying they couldn't use the law that exists at the moment to stop hare coursing. They were using other laws, in fact. Farmers would thank you, I think, because many of them have been threatened by people who carry out hare coursing illegally. If you could crack that, that would be quite an achievement, wouldn't it?
Yes, we know. I've been following a number of campaigns that have been run in Lincolnshire looking at hare coursing, and the police have shown a very clear association with people who conduct hare coursing with other rural crime. There's a clear link there. So if we can catch people for hare coursing, and we know that that's going to improve life for people in those rural communities, then why not change the law to make that easier to implement? And that's just the sort of thing that we're going to be looking at.